And we welcome you back to Max Bernard Field, and a change for the Eagles. Austin Clapper will be kicking off to start this second half for Ray as opposed to Aaron Escamilla. Clapper will make his approach, and good kick to the far corner. It's going to be fielded by Bradley Cumming. He trips at the five, slips on that wet grass. Great job by Austin Clapper. He just came on and hammered that kick, and Holyoke has it at their own five-yard line.
Great call by special teams coaches. That's going to have a direct impact in the game. We talked about weather very beginning at halftime. There, it hasn't rained for probably an hour or so, and still the ground's wet enough to cause those slips.
Dragons will break the huddle. We'll have receiver split to the left. That is Jose. Gertner under center takes a snap. He's going to hand this one off to Brett Cumming, and he has nowhere to go. Going to be brought down after at the line of scrimmage, so no gain on the carry for Brett Cumming.
Eagles really pinning their ears back, smelling goal line, really trying to keep him in the backfield, maybe run away with the safety here.
11:35 left in the third quarter. Ray up 14-6. That will be Fierro split out wide to the left for Holyoke. Throw set formation. Koch and Brett Cumming in the backfield. Gertner under center takes a snap and is going to hand it off to Brett Cumming, trying to get out the outside. Tommy Groves and Jaden Falco in the end zone. Is it a safety? They're right at the goal line, and they're going to give them the forward progress to
wow.
the one-inch line.
Wow.
I mean, that the nose of the football is basically on the goal line there. Tommy Groves caught the legs. Jaden Falco knocked him down. Great job by the Eagles defense.
You got to be careful here. We're talking 2 inches maybe a difference from the safety here.
And the big fullback dive has not worked at all. It's been only negative yards for Holyoke. See what they do here. Gardner under center takes a snap. He is going to Koch. Koch just trying to do everything he can to get forward, and he's able to get some pretty good yardage out to the 6 or 7 yard line. Cade Ronick finally had to bring him down as a safety.
A little bit of desperation there by the fullback, just knowing he has to get those yards just to give his punter some room to kick the ball.
And credit Koch on a good run there to make it a 7-yard gain on fourth down and 8 yards now for Holyoke. And they will bring in the punt formation. It will be Colby Newton and Bo Beckman back to receive. Colby stands at the 35, Beckman stands at the 50. Cumming thought about running it, now goes with the rugby-style punt. Going to be fielded by Newton at the 35 in Holyoke territory, carrying it forward, gets to the left side, got the 30, and he's going to be brought down at about the 27-yard line, so great field position for the Eagles.
Huge turning point in the game as we see the Eagles take over the ball on the 27-yard line in Dragon territory. It's going to be very, very critical here that the Eagles strike and just push that lead just a little bit further.
And they're going to start at the 26-yard line, so just 26 yards to go for the Eagles. They take over with 10:02 left in the third. It will be the wing to the left, Ellis to the right of Reinick in the backfield. Cade steps forward to the line of scrimmage, now drops back into the shotgun formation. Reinick takes the snap, looked left, now goes right, gets trying to get around the outside edge, gets across the 25, across the 20 as we brought down at about the 17-yard line. Possibly the 16-yard line. Going to be a Dunn chiropractic first down, I believe. We'll see for sure where it's at. They're looking at it. They might bring the chains out. They are going to call it second down. So he does fall just short, a 9-yard gain for Reinick.
Nice little tackle by number 7, Saul Ramos, out there on the end. Just a great job of keeping Cade out of the end zone.
Snap goes to Reinick. Hands off to Ellis. Good block by the line. And Ellis is going to get up to the 15, across to the 14-yard line. Going to be about a 2-yard gain for Ellis for the Dunn Chiropractic first down. Inside the Hardware Hank red zone are the Eagles, brought to you, of course, by Hardware Hank. For your Whirlpool appliances, stop by Hardware Hank's at 117 South Main in Yuma. They have all the appliances you need, and you can ask about financing options available as well. Snap goes to Reinick, going to be a quarterback keeper to the left side, and he's just trying to push through, gets up to about the 11, going to be a gain of about about 2 yards on the carry. So that makes it now second down and 7 as they give him 3 yards on the carry. At the 10.5-yard line are the Eagles. It will be the wing to the left, Ellis to the right of Reinick in the backfield. Tight formation. Going to send Lefevre in motion. The handoff goes to Lefevre, and he tries to follow the lead block of Escamilla. Gets tripped up, crosses the 10-yard line, going to go down at about the 8. Good job of Lefevre to spin and fall forward. Going to mark him down at about the 9. Gain of about 2. Is that get 3rd down and 5?
Pretty interesting play call there, as we don't see number 5, Orlando Lefevre, get the ball up the middle as much. Maybe trying a couple of different deception tactics here from coach.
Will be the wing to the right, Ellis to the left of Reinick in the backfield. Got some college football scores to pass along to you here in a minute. A couple might surprise you. Reinick takes a snap, hand off to Ellis. Ellis on the right side. Going to get hit at about the 6-yard line, brought down at the 5. He's going to fall short of the first down, but obviously 4 down territory for the Eagles. Going to be about a 3-yard gain for Ellis. So that makes it 4th down and a short 2. In the first quarter, Texas A&M leads number 1 ranked Alabama 14-0.
Wow, that's a lot of points in the SEC.
Yes, it is, especially against Alabama. Ellis to the right of Reinick in the backfield, the wing to the right. Eagles need to get 2 yards. Now Ellis is going to go to the left of Reinick. It's going to be a direct snap to Ellis. He carries it forward. He's going to get the first down up to about the goal line, right to the 1-yard line. So good job of Ellis. Good call by Reinick, as Ellis is going to get the Dunn chiropractic first down. Going to be a gain of, what do you say, 4 yards?
Yeah, it looks like 4 yards to me. Another very practical use of that direct snap. We've seen it about 6-7 times today, and it's been overall effective for the yardage that coach was looking to gain.
7 minutes left here in the third quarter. Ray up 14-6, trying to add to their lead. First and goal from about the 1-yard line. Dennett into the game now, has the up back for Valco. Reinick comes to the line of scrimmage, shouting commands. Ellis will go to his right in the backfield. Wing to the right. Snap goes to Reinick, carries this one forward, cuts crossing, into the end zone, touchdown Eagles. Cade Reinick from 1 yard out makes it now 20-6 on the McClung Insurance scoreboard. The 1 yard touchdown run by Reinick is his 2nd touchdown of the game. To make it 26, Eagles will be going for 2 to try to make it 22-6. They break the huddle. And it will be the wing to the left. Then it stays in for Valco. Hopefully that does not mean Valco is injured. Ellis to the right of Reinick in the backfield. Going to send Churchill in motion. Kate takes a snap, cuts back inside, trying to force his way in. He has nowhere to go, though. He lets go of the ball to try to pitch it to Churchill. Dangerous move because they can return it for 2 points, but it is recovered by Holyoke, but nowhere to go. So the 2-point conversion fails with 6:39 left in the third quarter on the McClung Insurance scoreboard. It's Ray 20, Holyoke 6. This is Ray Eagles football on AM 1440, KRDZ.